This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin, and this is a bit of a unique one. Obviously, Elise isn't here today. I just came back from a retreat in, and I shouldn't say a retreat. It was a mastermind group and came back from Colorado this weekend. It was founding members called The Wellspring, put on by Pete Vargas. And being a part of this group was, one, just amazing. Faith-filled, Christian-based, God-driven group that are all entrepreneurs, all knowing the struggles we face, all wanting to lean in and serve. And you stepped into that room and it was different. It was very unique. It was something that's really hard to explain. And I know in past podcasts, I've talked about your community and those people you have around you and how important that is to really drive where you go, drive where the spirit that gets filled up inside of you. And ultimately that helps navigate the spaces in which you are serving and the way in which you are growing. And as I went to Colorado Springs, as we went to the Broadmoor, we ended up operating at a place called Cloud Camp, which is 9,200 feet above sea level at the top of the mountain in the clouds, looking out at what is God's creation, was a space that created real amazing change, real amazing impact in this moment. And The Wellspring really chats about five key pillars: faith, relationships, business, money, and health. And being well-rounded in all five of these, being filled up in all five of these. And we know that they're not always filled up. We know that there's always ebbs and flows in life. And if you go to the book that I wrote 4 years ago called Own It, How to Break Through Barriers and Master Your Health, Wealth, and Relationships, those are the pillars that I use, which is why I knew when Pete put on The Wellspring that this was where I needed to be. Seeking out people to pray over me, seeking out people to hold me accountable, seeking out people to help me in areas that I'm weaker or that I don't have resources or that I don't have knowledge in, and ultimately am able to then drive forward. And when we think about this and we lean into this, so often we think about ownership and we're not willing to check ourselves. We're not willing to truly own how we're operating in those areas. We'll say, you know what, business and money is just, it's we're crushing it. It's amazing. But it's at the expense of your relationship that's just hanging on by a thread. Or you are leading your business in a way that you want to and not the way that God wants you to. Or you've dug into all of that and your business is absolutely crushing it and you've absolutely forsaken your health. You can barely play with your kids. You can barely make it upstairs, or you're sleeping 3 hours a night and you're irritable and it's impacting everything. Your body is a temple. Your body is what is the vessel that executes God's given purpose to you. And it's easy for us to justify why we're not leaning in those other areas. It's easy for us to justify why it's okay that our relationship isn't great right now because this is a season of money and business and it'll get to it in a second. And that's just not okay. Or it's a season of focusing on our health and just going all in and letting the business completely deteriorate and thus not serving the people that you need to serve and thus not providing for those that you need to provide, not making your money matter, disrespecting it, dishonoring it, dishonoring the gifts that you've been provided. And so ownership is really coming back to the root of being willing to check yourself in those five areas: health, faith, money, relationships, and business. Because at the end of the day, and this is the difference in my book that I wrote, is that that leaves your legacy. That's my sixth pillar in Own It, is legacy. And at the end of our time at Cloud Camp, Tim Tebow came in and spoke and stood up, talked, just literally just laid knowledge on us. And something he said was, do you want to leave an inheritance or do you want to leave a legacy? Inheritance is selfish. Inheritance is all about money. Inheritance is something earthly. But a legacy is eternal. A legacy lasts forever. A legacy is impact. And so when we are able to focus on health, faith, money, relationships, and business, and have accountability partners, have people that can talk into us on that, have people that can make sure we are truly living in ownership in each one of those categories, and if not, being able to help direct us as to where we should go, it ultimately allows us to leave a legacy that we're proud of, a legacy that will supersede any type of earthly presence that we will have. And that is my challenge for each one of you guys as you step forward and you go on through this week, is to step back and say, how am I doing? How am I doing in health? How am I doing in faith? How am I doing in money? How am I doing in relationships? How am I doing in business? And if you go onto Amazon and you get the Own It manual, it literally gives you action steps as to what to do, what to take in each one of these categories if it is low. And maybe you don't even know if it's low, but it will bring awareness to that. It will open it up for you. It will bring it to the forefront so that you can move in and have more impact. You can get unstuck from where you're stuck. Because we all know that we're here to be impactful. We're here with a mission. And each one of our missions is different. But the unique part about that, the challenging part about that, is that it has to be holistic. Our experience as human beings, our experience as people is holistic. And when we lean into that and we have people around us to help keep us accountable, to help us lean into that ownership space, that is when success becomes different. It's no longer success that we become after, but significance. Success is about you. Significance is about others. And when we can create that well-rounded, holistic lifestyle that we're after, that we're seeking, and we can own the areas that we aren't owning at the current moment, the areas that we're falling short on, the areas that we have tripped up on, that's okay. But we have to be willing to own it. We have to be willing to take ownership over that and say, you know what? I've fallen short and I'm not perfect and that's perfectly fine. But where do I need to go in order to do that? So that we can take the significance of our lives. Each one of us is so significant. And turn that mindset of success to significance. And that's when everybody wins, because we serve at a higher level. And that's an amazing power that's greater than any single one of us, will supersede any single one of us, and ultimately leave a legacy that we're proud of. As we dive deeper and we go on with this week, I know it's Monday. Oftentimes it's like, okay, where do I start? Where do I go? I want you to take those five areas: health, faith, money, relationships, business. Put them on a page, rank them 1 to 5. Rank them 1 to 5 and identify which one, and be honest. Be honest. If you've got a couple ones on there, amazing. Maybe it's the first time you've ever written down a one. Maybe it's the first time you've ever understood or looked into this and said, you know what? Yeah, I need to level up. Or you know what? Yeah, I need help. That's okay. That's vulnerability at its best. And that's where growth comes from. But it takes ownership. It takes being intentional. It takes being aware. So write those five pillars down: health, faith, money, relationships, business. And put a circle around it. And at the top, put legacy. Because that's ultimately what you will leave behind. That's ultimately what you will become. That's ultimately the impact you will make in this world. And so as you go through this, write down those five pillars, 1 through 5, and circle the lowest two. And once you circle the lowest two, I want you to write underneath who you know in your life, who you know in your immediate circle that is crushing it in those two areas. It might be your brother, it might be your sister, it might be your parents, it might be your best friend, it might be your pastor. It might be somebody that you don't like. And this is the first moment that you've become aware to this, and the first moment that it's opened up a door to heal something. But I want you to write down that person that is crushing it. And I want you to seek them out. Seek them out. And be able to see in a different way in which they can pour into your life, a different way in which they can help you, a different way in which they can bring strategy to what's going on so that ultimately you can thrive. In my book, and again, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see that you can get these on Amazon, and it's literally the manual that will open this through. It's got charts, it's got everything in there. So as you go through this, it will open these doors up for you. It bring awareness to this, and it will do it in a very systemized way. So it's just Own It, How to Break Through Barriers and Master Your Health, Wealth, and Relationships. There's a program transcription it's completely done. All the videos are transcribed and done in there for you. So you can really take your steps and move through this in a powerful way. We know success is different, and you need to own your different. And we're looking for success to be transformed into significance. And to do that, you have to treat success differently. And you have to own your different. We'll see you next week.